If you're a parent, you might relate to this next story. It has been a struggle to keep schools open this year. The surge in COVID-19 cases and teacher quarantines have triggered dizzying switches from in-person to remote classes and then back again. And that is excruciating for many working parents with younger children. Amy Fireisle of North Country Public Radio has the story of two families who are trying to make things work.
This spring was a whirlwind for the Dusso family. They live in the northeastern corner of New York State, and like so many other families, they scrambled when schools went remote in March.
We borrowed a laptop from my mother-in-law. You know, we had to set up workstations in the kids' bedrooms. It was a daunting task, to say the least.
That's Steve Dusso, father to three elementary school-aged kids. Dusso and his wife both work full-time. So pre-COVID-19, school was childcare. This spring, they leaned heavily on Steve's mother-in-law.
She was driving 45 minutes to an hour south to try and teach kids Common Core math, which, I mean, thank God my kids are smart.
This summer, Dusso did a lot of shift trading at work. He's a corrections officer to get on night shifts. He was staying awake for 36-hour stretches to fill in their childcare gaps. He and his wife were really looking forward to the kids being back in school. Then there was a big coronavirus outbreak in a nearby nursing home, and their school district went remote for the first 5 weeks of classes. Dusso kept working nights.
I would get home in the morning and stay up to try and get them started until my mother-in-law got there. I would go to sleep, and then, you know, the kids, their kids, seeing their friends on a video chat, I kind of just swallowed the pill of, this is what parenting is now, and, you know, it was a toll.
Dusso says they have a cobbled-together plan in case there are more closures, and that they're really grateful for the family support that they have. Without grandparents or other family members nearby, things get a lot harder. That's where Sierra Wade-Ganack is. She's a single mother of an 11-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl in the Adirondack Mountains of New York. She says she's been racked with anxiety since the spring, and she had to take a lot of time off work, trying to balance that and her kids.
I was so incredibly anxious the whole time because I felt so guilty that I was choosing work over being a mother, which is, for anybody that's a parent, knows how horrible of a feeling that is.
Wade-Ganack provides direct home care, so she can't work remotely. There are no childcare centers in Tupper Lake, where she lives, and her support system is almost non-existent.
I don't have any family. I don't have anybody that I would, you know, it's more than just watching my kids. It's also helping and being responsible for their schoolwork throughout the day.
Her kids spent the summer with their dad, so Wade-Ganack could keep working. When school opened in the fall, she found a tenuous balance. A friend got the kids on the bus in the morning, and Wade-Ganack left work early each day to meet them at 2:30. But that all came crashing down in mid-November. Due to rapidly rising COVID-19 cases, all the schools in their county went remote, planning to stay that way until early January. While the kids were devastated,
they were so disappointed and they were so sad.
Wade-Ganack was frantic. She had very little paid time off left. As it disappeared, she saw no option other than taking an unpaid leave of absence. She had no idea what she'd do about money.
When that time comes, I'm going to have to figure something else out.
In early December, in the nick of time, a new program opened in the next town over. It supervises kids in person while they do remote schoolwork. Wade-Ganack got her kids in the program and breathed a sigh of relief. Just a few days later, the county also reversed its decision and went back to in-person learning. So for now, Wade-Ganack has it worked out. But she wishes there was more support for people who are finding themselves in her position because of the pandemic. She says her workplace has made it clear that her kids are her problem.
When I ask for work, for help, you know, their thing is always, there isn't anybody that you can send your kids to, like, as if they're, you know, not even real people. I'm sorry. It's just, it puts you in a horrible position.
She's hoping for the best, but worries that rising cases regionally and nationwide will put her right back between a rock and a hard place. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Fireisle.